With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Northwoods transformed into a winter wonderland over the weekend. Trees and other plants were coated with a sparkling white layer of ice. While many might mistake this for hoarfrost, it was actually a phenomenon known as rime ice. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local naturalist to learn the difference.
If you spent any time outside Saturday or Sunday, you couldn't miss it. Tree branches were coated with it, a thin, spiky layer of ice that turned the forests of the Northwoods white. When Lisha Johnson woke up to the sight, her first thought was hoarfrost. But she knows that only forms on clear nights.
I know that we had these fog advisories going on. So I thought, well, that was an interesting discrepancy. And could hoarfrost form with the fog? Is that the same thing or is it something different?
Those questions led the education director and naturalist at the North Lakeland Discovery Center to do a little research. Johnson soon found out it was actually something called rime ice that we were seeing on the trees. Unlike hoarfrost that needs clear skies and moisture that clings to the surfaces to form frost, rime ice is more like a frozen dew. Johnson says the fog combined with the freezing temperatures create what's called supercooled water droplets that retain their fluidity despite the temperature.
These supercooled water droplets are floating around in this fog, and whenever they come into contact with something, with the surface that's also below freezing, they will freeze instantly to that surface, and that's where you get that ice accumulation forming.
Johnson says the rime ice doesn't have any benefits to nature that she's aware of, but if it accumulates for several days, it can get heavy enough to bring down branches or power lines. The 2 days we had of it here in the Northwoods wasn't enough to do some damage, but it was certainly beautiful to look at.
It was just so pretty and it was so noticeable, but it's so fun to just learn these little tidbits about what's going on, and it makes you look even closer like at weather patterns.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The DNR is working on updating its 20-year-old walleye management plan. People interested in how walleye are managed in Price, Oneida, and Vilas counties can attend an upcoming virtual public input meeting. It's being held January 12th at 6:30. This will be the 8th out of the 13 planned regional meetings. DNR senior fisheries biologist Max Walter says they've gotten a great deal of information.
Covered a lot of different topics from, you know, what's going on with walleye habitat and what can we do to improve walleye habitat? What sorts of things do people want to see for in terms of fishing regulations in their part of the state? We talked a lot about stocking. So really, it's been very useful so far. The conversations have been great.
The meeting lasts about 2 hours. You do need to pre-register. You can also give your input online. We have information on how to do that and how to register at our website, WXPR.org. People will have another chance to give feedback to the DNR after it finishes a draft of the new walleye management plan. People in Vilas County are rallying around a little girl and her family. Berkeley Adamovich was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma cancer. Berkeley's mom works at the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. When people at the office heard the news, they wanted to help. Now an entire community is working to support Berkeley and her family. Shyla Belzer is a friend and co-worker of Berkeley's mother at the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. She's been organizing the office's support for Berkeley.
The community outpouring has been amazing.
Belzer says the sheriff's office will begin distributing Berkeley Strong bracelets for donations to benefit the family. Stores and organizations throughout the Eagle River area are also collecting money for gas cards, food, and support. But Belzer says money isn't the only thing the Adamovich family needs right now.
I think a good thing is maybe words or cards of encouragement that can be delivered to Berkeley and her family. I think those would go a long way as well.
For more information on how to give, visit our website, WXPR.org. People in Wausau are being asked to keep a close eye on their mailboxes after police say several residents reported having their mail stolen or opened. Lieutenant John Phillips says they recommend staying on top of what's coming into your mailbox so you know if something's missing.
Postal Service also has a great tool called Informed Delivery that you can actually get an email every single day on what to expect in your mail, so it'd be really easy to understand and know, hey, this is missing.
Phillips says the thieves appear to be targeting things like gift cards, checks, and cash that may have been sent as Christmas presents.
Once they've been taken, being able to track that, cancel it, or get the money or the gift card back to the intended recipient is pretty difficult, if not impossible.
Philip says checking your mailbox daily or having someone do it for you if you will be away is another preventative step you can take.
If you are going to be out of town, having a trusted neighbor, friend, relative, go and get that so it doesn't stack up and then there's a whole bunch of things to potentially go missing at one time.
Philip says taking advantage of tracking tools such as the USPS Informed Delivery or package tracking services can also help you know if something is missing. Court documents show that a Wisconsin pharmacist told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine because he believed the shots would mutate people's DNA. Police in Grafton, about 20 miles north of Milwaukee, arrested former Advocate Aurora Health pharmacist Stephen Brandenburg last week following an investigation into the 57 spoiled vials of the Moderna vaccine. Detectives say in court documents that Brandenburg is an admitted conspiracy theorist. Our forecast today, partly sunny, a high near 33. Tonight, areas of fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, a low around 19. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.